Welcome to the Danger Zone. I mean, the after show.
The Danger Zone.
Nikki wants to call it the Danger Zone.
Who knows what will happen on this podcast? It's dangerous.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, it can start with dangers and roller coasters. In Japan, they've had to shut down a roller coaster in Japan because...
What is going on?
Well, it goes 112 miles an hour in 1.5 seconds. So, some people were breaking bones because
How?
Of the
what?
G's. No. The G-forces, yeah.
The G-forces yes. broke their bones?
Yes.
OMG.
How crazy is that?
That's insanity.
It is nuts.
Can I try it?
Why would you even want to do this?
Oh, it sounds amazing.
You know, there's one in Florida at the Universal Park. I forget what it's called, but I mean, it jumped out of the chute at like 50 miles an hour or something. I know why do I don't get that at all. Well, I was never
the adrenaline that rush, Tony.
Yeah,
I used to love them. I lived for them. I would go. All the time. My favorite was Cedar Point in Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I would go
yes,
from Michigan.
Yes.
They have tons of roller coasters.
Yes.
Now, I can't even go on a swing set.
Yeah.
Oh, Christy.
I can't either.
It's so sad.
You guys are depressing.
I know. It's so sad.
Oh, my goodness.
My sister still loves them, and she can still do them, too, which yeah. I don't know how that happens.
Huh.
Some people are just special, I guess.
They're
special.
Doctors and nurses in Oregon... Like most healthcare workers are tired, frustrated, and they need something. So what this hospital, Salem Hospital in Oregon, they set up a plate smashing booth.
OMG.
Where stressed doctors and nurses can blow off a little steam.
This is crazy.
You put on safety glasses, you start shattering dinner plates.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
You feel better.
Yeah.
They have those smash rooms. You can pay to go with your family if you want and stuff like that, or
television.
Girlfriends or...
Just take a
guy friends, whatever.
Did you guys watch that show from back in the day, The Office?
Yeah.
Where they took the printer that kept jamming, and they took it outside and smashed it.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, it feels good to be a gangster. They're like smashing this printer. I want to do that still to this day. That movie's like at least a decade or two old. And our printer always be jamming, man.
Yeah, same here.
It's like... I live where Xerox, this used to be the home of Xerox.
Right. Yeah.
And I can't get a working printer.
Oh, I know.
It's like, I don't understand
it. It's all
so
the time.
I am that person who's emailing engineers every time. Oh, couldn't print anything this morning. Oh, 5 paper jams this morning. Yep, that's me. And it feels good to be a gangster.
Believe me, I've wanted to throw my printer at home out the window a few times.
We have a printer here that's the size of a small room.
Dude, seriously.
Why is it still so big?
I don't know. It's like the old IBM computers from 1950.
It's like, come on. Really? And it jams all the time. And when it does, you got to take this out, that out, this out, move
girl,
this, do that.
I've become an engineer in paper jams.
Girl, me too.
I went to college, you know, I might as well have gone to college for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are engineers.
Engineer at printer jams.
Yeah,
you need
same.
Help? Click, 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 click. I move all these little things. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now you
got
to do 2C, and now you got to counterclockwise
exactly.
on 6B, and then you got to shift the... Oh, come on.
I think we have the same printer.
Yeah,
girl.
We must have the same one
girl.
In our office, too.
I have a friend. I haven't seen him in years, but back when Kodak had printers, do they still have printers? I don't even know. But his job was to go...
Yeah, they do.
Do they? His
Where
job...
you print your pictures.
Okay, well, his... I mean, in offices and stuff. Okay,
oh,
like,
oh.
So his job was to go around and repair them, or, you know, because they... Like, well, you know, every...
Sure, it's a big business.
It is. Well, it is for all the companies, because all computers, or all printers have problems. But, so he explained to me one time what takes place in that 1 second it takes you to hit the button and get a print coming out of something. It took him 5 minutes to explain to me what that thing does in there, which it's remarkable when it happens. But you're right. It's like, you'd think after how many years of these
how
printers, 20, 30 years of this,
how
that they'd have
years?
It down? But the problem is they just keep trying to improve them. So they make printers and scanners and faxes and collating and stapling and all that stuff. And it's just more moving parts to break.
Just give me the paper with
that
the words
true.
On it, please.
I know. Give me paper with words on it, please.
Do you remember back in the day, though, they had a smell to them? Like when you get those.
Yes.
What
yes.
were those? Those were different, right?
Mimeographs. The Dittos.
Dittos.
Dittos. Oh, Dittos. Yes.
Ditto paper. That was in school.
It
they always
had
used
a smell
to smell
to
that.
It.
Yeah, that toxic smell.
And the
smell.
Library books had a smell to it, too. Do you remember that?
I don't know too much about it.
The library.
Yes,
really?
They had a smell.
As you get, you're not going to be surprised that I didn't spend a lot of time in a library. So.
Yeah, totally.
now. There's smells, though, that they take you back. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To like when you were younger. Play-Doh.
Play-Doh's perfect.
Play-Doh always takes me back.
Play-Doh's the best smell ever. And my wife will sometimes, when the kids were young, she would make homemade Play-Doh, but there's no smell. It just, it's not as,
it's not the same.
It's not the same. It's not satisfying. You need the smell.
No, got to have the smell. Yeah. What are some other things? Pencil shavings.
Pencil shavings is a good one.
Or, you know, when you had to go up to the front of the classroom to sharpen your pencil and that sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm trying to think what other smells.
New tennis balls apparently are also a thing.
Wow. Really? New car smell. New car smells.
Like yeah.
Toxic, but wonderful.
Fresh paved blacktop. You had mentioned that
earlier this morning.
And fresh mowed lawns.
New mowed lawn. Just yesterday, my wife and I were driving in the country, and we passed this place, huge place, new mowed lawn. You could smell it from the road. It was just spectacular.
Meanwhile, on my drive, I was like, oh, they spread the manure again.
I know. So okay.
I was just going to say that in my house. I walked out of my door this morning, and I was like, there it goes again.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It must be time to farm again. What are they making now? Like, I don't know.
We get that every so often in our house, too. But that's not a good smell. And I pass a dairy farm on the way to and from work. Woo, Nelly. Mm-hmm.
And now that you live with boys, Nikki, I talked to Tony about it this morning, and I'm just curious. Do you have an issue with sneaker stinky feet?
Yes.
Yeah, girl.
OMG. So we have a mudroom, you know, before you actually come in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys take off all their gear. So now they're both doing soccer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
cleats.
They left the shoes and like their gear in the mudroom. I went out in the morning and was like, what the? Smelled like a boy's locker room. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's my life now.
Let me ask you a question, Nikki. How do you know what a boy's locker room smells like?
Well, how do you ask?
Because she's a reporter, Tony. They're not anywhere.
That's right.
It was for my job.
It's for your job.
She was reporting in the locker room of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my. I ain't never seen one like that before.
Stop.
Okay, we're done now.
Okay, there's the podcast, The Danger Zone.
The Danger Zone ends with Nikki.
All righty. See you tomorrow on the radio.
Bye-bye. Bye.